Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, last week, four South Carolina chef ambassadors went to New York City to deliver a meal that reflects South Carolina's 200-plus years of culinary history at the James Beard House. Now, this is the Augusta National of chef life.
That's right, Rhonda. Blanche and I had the privilege of being there, along with folks from PRT, who put this event together to put South Carolina more firmly on the map with New York writers and whatnot. But you're right, the golf analogy is good for those of us who think of Augusta National as the top of the list. I think the James Beard House is for our chefs or any chef. And with the excitement of our four chef ambassadors, that was pretty obvious. And it was just a real proud day because there were two events, a lunch more specifically with writers and then an evening event. So that full day, it was just very proud to have a part in a great program, the Chef Ambassador Program.
Absolutely. And tell us about the chefs that went, Commissioner.
Well, as we may have talked about it before, we looked for chefs from more rural areas, and there really wasn't quite as much this year, but Ramon Dickinson from here in Columbia, who has two flat fly, just a great personality. He did a good job. Boris Parker from down in Mount Pleasant, I guess he's kind of the quiet one, seems like. Orchard Palmera from One Hot Mama's down at Hilton Head. She is, name of her restaurant is appropriate because she is a great personality and really makes a great stage presence, I guess you'd say, when she's talking about food. And Terry Youngblood from up at Passerelle Bistro in Greenville, and that's a part of the Table 301 group in Greenville, and her boss, Carl Sobosinski, was there as well. So a great support for these folks, along with Brandon Veal from last year, who really went above and beyond to help the logistics of bringing South Carolina food to New York and stuff like that. It all just really pulled together. A good team effort. I think what we went up there to accomplish, we did.
That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.